Well, it's nice to see old friends, new friends. This is an old friend. Kelly Wagamot is here, Vice President of Travel Michigan. And let's face it, the state of Michigan is blessed with the riches of unspoiled nature, the nation's longest freshwater coastline, lakes that feel like oceans, golden beaches, an abundance of fresh produce straight from the farm, glorious sunrises and sunsets, endless opportunities for recreation. Is there any wonder that people want to come and travel Michigan, pure Michigan? It's so very important to all of us, and it's important to have a steward in place like you, Kelly. And I bet you love doing what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness, Paul. Thank you so much for having me. And I just love my position, my job, what I get to do day to day. It's not really – I enjoy it so much. It doesn't even feel like work at times. Don't tell my boss that. But, it's amazing. I've been in this role for 12 and a half years. I'm a native Michigander and have traveled through the state. And to have the opportunity to promote the, you know, the duality of city cultural experiences and the great outdoors that you can only find in our two peninsula state is incredibly fulfilling for me.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that because you've got a great job. You're doing a great job. And it's a very important job as Vice President of Travel Michigan because I know there are arguments. There's politics. There's this. There's that. But Michigan is such a great state and needs to benefit from all the riches that we have. All those public beaches, some of the highest freshwater sand dunes, all of the freshwater. I mean, everything that we have that's worth bragging about, we need to brag about and tell other people and get other people in other states to come here. And for that matter, we're competing with other states to get people there as well. So that's what we need to do because we all benefit from that.
We absolutely do. And, you know, tourism in the state is an economic driver. $48 billion in 2022 was brought into the state by travelers. That's incredibly huge from supporting the state. There's over 300,000 tourism-specific jobs throughout the state. It's incredible. The vibrancy of this tourism industry. And as you said, there's no place like pure Michigan. There's no other two peninsula state. You know, four of the five Great Lakes are here. We have 11,000 lakes, inland lakes. We have the longest freshwater coastline. We have the least visited national park with Isle Royale. So there's so many gems and so many experiences to see, to do. And hey, the NFL draft is coming to Detroit.
15 days. And we're all looking forward to that. And something I don't think of very much, but I've seen it in your literature, Kelly Wagamot, for Travel Michigan. Certainly, we've got America's great comeback city in the city of Detroit. I don't think of it that way all the time because we kind of are in the middle of it, and we know that.
Right.
But that is something that people want to come and see and then are surprised and joyous about what they do see.
Absolutely. I was down at the Red Wings game on Sunday, and you should have saw it down there. It was incredible. They still had the Tigers game going on, and just that vibrancy, what's going on in the city. And it's amazing when we bring people to the city to experience, their eyes are open. They're like, we got to come back because the city is amazing. Not only with just the beauty of the buildings and the architecture that's there, the sporting complex that we have with our professional sports, the restaurants, the boutique hotels. There's no other place like Detroit. It is an incredible city.
It is, and a lot of people who come in for this NFL draft are going to discover it for the first time.
Absolutely.
Or some of them are going to be back for the first time in years. Or, frankly, some people have never been here, and they're going to be very happy with what they see. And I keep saying we are all sworn in as ambassadors for the area.
Right.
And it's up to us to show them a good time and a safe time. And I have every reason to believe that we are going to do that, Kelly. You mentioned the Upper Peninsula. We talked about Marquette earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, that in itself is like a whole different world.
It is. It is. And, you know, you could spend your entire vacation up in the Upper Peninsula. There's so much to see to do from east to the west, going through the Sioux Locks to experience getting on a boat and going with those major, you know, ferries, freighters through the Sioux Locks is incredible. To Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, going kayaking along these humongous stone cliffs and 300 waterfalls in the UP. So you could just spend your vacation visiting all the different waterfalls. So much to see and experience. And, you know, I don't know about you, but when I cross that Mackinac Bridge, my heart rate goes down a bit. It's just like a different, it's relaxing, and I can just, you know, relax on my vacation.
Yeah, and that's good. And I never even think about the hundreds of islands.
Right.
That dot Michigan.
Right.
I, you know, we talk about the water, but in that water, there's a lot of islands.
Oh, there's a lot of islands. And hey, you know this. We have the only island in the world that automobiles aren't allowed, which is pretty incredible with Mackinac Island.
Right. Right. So many good things that I never thought I would see. And speaking of Mackinac Island, last time we were up there, and we're looking forward to being up there for our Pure Michigan tour. And then, of course, for Sandy Baru Oz. Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. We'll be
right
up there again. And we're going to go up there for our family vacation because we love Grand Hotel, and we don't know how long we'll be able to bring our family together
right,
like that. So we're going to do that again. But what I noticed the last time we were there, and I honestly never really thought this would happen, but to see full-blown luxury cruise ships
right
now plying our waters. And I don't mean, you know, you jump on a freighter and say, well, this was
right,
fun.
Right.
I'm talking about luxury cruise ships to take you around the Great Lakes.
Right.
That's pretty phenomenal.
It's amazing. We have Viking as probably one of the cruise lines that you saw up there. Viking added another cruise ship this year. It's already sold out this year. It's an incredible experience to be able to see and learn about the Great Lakes, you know, the geography. It gives you the opportunity to visit destinations and get a little glimpse into it, and then you can come back and see it. It's incredible. And, you know, everyone's, I think, sometimes seems surprised about cruise ships being on the Great Lakes. These are inland seas, right?
Right.
But also, you know, this is something the Victorians did back in the day, and they took their ship to Mackinac Island, and that's where you see those Victorian mansions on the island, and that's based on tourism. Tourism brought them here. So
wow.
It's pretty incredible story, and to see how it is evolving.
If you look, you will see that we have a lot of incredible stories.
We do.
We really have a lot of incredible stories. And those stories would not be told without the help of you, Kelly, and your team of Travel Michigan. How do we get in touch with Travel Michigan?
So we are at michigan.org, and we like to say your trip begins at michigan.org.
I heard that before.
I think you have. And all the trip planning information is on that site to help you plan your trip to Michigan.
Kelly Walgamott, who is the Vice President of Travel Michigan, and michigan.org, the way to go to get information and to be a part of this great state, to enjoy, to revel in all its glory.
Absolutely.
And you know, we talk a lot about getting people to come here. We need our people, the people who live here, to spend a little time and money coming around this great state and enjoying every inch of it that you can.
Absolutely. We do.
Kelly, thanks so much. We appreciate the hard work that you do on a regular basis and your team as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Remember, your trip begins with Michigan.org. Barry Owens is coming up. Paul Beach now. That should be kind of a lot of fun. Call security. They're coming in as we continue in focus on WJR.